You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Arturo Barrio and Samantha Sam Natera. And they're here to talk about UTEP Edge. This is something that we all heard, seen. You've seen the shirts all over town. There have been a lot of programs talking about UTEP Edge. And we're going to find out a little bit more about some of the fruits of the UTEP Edge. But first of all, I'd like to welcome Arturo and Sam. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Arturo, let's start with you. I didn't give your title, but you are the Director of Collaboration and Stakeholder Development at Student Affairs. It's a long title. Basically, in a nutshell, I guess, is your job is to help students, and Samantha is a prime example of that. But tell us a little bit about how you got involved with UTEP Edge and some of the things that you've been doing with Samantha prior to her leaving UTEP.
Well, basically what we do in Student Affairs is try to look for opportunities for students. I'm looking for different collaboration opportunities with institutions in Mexico and locally. And I was very fortunate to meet Samantha through UTEP Edge. And basically we've been providing some support with some alumni that have been able to guide her, during her application process for law school where she's at, and she's going to be sharing a little bit on her experience now on that. But basically it's providing support to the students while they're at UTEP and when they're graduate.
I mentioned to Samantha before the program started that University Communications had written an article about her, and I'm going to go now to you, Samantha. In that article, it pretty much mentioned some of the things that a lot of freshmen students go through. They're not intimidated, but they're a little bit uneasy, not just because they're at a university, but also because they're far away from home. But you got yourself into a little comfortable zone where you were doing basically going to school, doing your homework, then going back to school. And it was not until what I understand some of your fellow students and faculty and people like Arturo kind of nudged you to say, look, there are other things to do.
Yeah, I think it was just the wonderful people that I met through. I think it was my sophomore year that I started to realize that I was missing out on stuff. And then one of my friends told me about LSPI, and I didn't even know what that was. So that's how it started. And then I started working on campus, and then I started being part of organizations. So that really helped a lot to actually be more involved and actually have like the whole experience of being at UTEP.
And so what happens with that, Arturo? Because as she mentioned, when she was a sophomore, she started learning about all these other opportunities. But a lot of times we're dealing with students who are first generation college students here at UTEP, and they're walking very lightly because they're afraid they might miss something or make a wrong turn. And so what do you do to guide them and direct them to come out and observe and explore some of these opportunities?
Well, I think that's been kind of like the focus of UTEP Edge, to ensure that the students have access to all the different information on campus. And there's many departments that collaborate through this. One of them is the student leadership office. We have about 200 student organizations on campus. Additionally, there's different resources through the student affairs, during the orientation, when they're freshmen and they come in, we try to provide all that information of all the different opportunities that UTEP offers. But like you mentioned, we have a lot of students at work that commute to the university and from different areas. So we're trying to make sure that there's different opportunities for the students. We're talking about the Archer program or LSPI, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of different alternatives for the students that they can look for. And definitely, I think the mentorship from different alumni and faculty staff is also a great resource that the students can reach out to know and learn about these opportunities outside campus.
I know that over the last year and a half, we had a lot of programs featuring UTEP Edge, and you were among some of the interviewers who interviewed students like Samantha. But if you wouldn't mind kind of briefing us a little bit on, first of all, people may be wondering, what is the Archer program? What's that all about?
Well, the Archer program is a program that allows students from UTEP to intern in D.C. for a semester. And we have had different students from UTEP that have been able to participate in this program, and we basically want to have the students to have those opportunities outside El Paso and have this type of enriching opportunities. And Samantha has great experience, and she's going to share a little bit about what she's doing now. And you know, she's now working at Career Services and in Kansas, and she can definitely share, you know, how everything that she did through UTEP Edge, she's applying now in law school, and how that is allowing her to get additional opportunities, even not at UTEP, but in her current university.
So why don't I do that and turn it over to you now, Arturo, and you can kind of ask her a little bit about what she learned from you.
Well, I think we were very thankful for the opportunity and excited to have Samantha back. She's visiting home, and her mother is here. So we're excited to have the family. And Samantha, would you like to share a little bit of how you applied UTEP Edge? You know, when you were at UTEP, you know, you mentioned when you started getting involved and how that made a difference in your career while you're here at UTEP, and now how you're applying it now at your graduate school.
Well, one of the things that really helped me when I was here in UTEP, it's when I started getting involved in the organizations, and then when I started working here on campus, and I started networking and meeting new people, that really helped me to, well, step out of my comfort zone and be ready to do new things. For example, I never thought of going to China when I started UTEP, and then there was an opportunity to study abroad. And then if it weren't for my friends and for people like who were trying to push me to do stuff, then I don't know if I would have done that. And I think I'm very thankful for all the people that have helped me in UTEP, my family. And I think UTEP Edge, has been really helpful for me, because now that I'm in Kansas, I started getting involved in organizations, and then I started applying for positions on campus, and then I started going out and meeting the professors. Like, I started asking them questions, and then, well, obviously I wasn't like that before until I started doing this in UTEP. So I think that really helped me, a sense that what I wanted to do when I started in Kansas. So I think it was really helpful for me.
So I kind of give you a base of things that you can do, you know, to be more engaged. But not only are you involved in some organizations, you're leading some of them. Can you share a little bit of that?
I'm the president for the International Law Society. And that opened many doors for me because I was the first person to go and talk to the professor that was in charge of the mentor of the organization. So that really helps you to have a focus on what you want to do. For example, I want to do international law. So then I decided to run for president, and then I got the position, and then I got to talk to the professor, and then he shares different opportunities with me, and then he tells me about different events. So that's good networking that puts me in contact with people that are working on that area. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been really helpful. Mm-hmm. And meeting new people and then telling other students that they can also be part of that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I like the most about being the president of that organization.
And then while you were at UTEP, you were also working and going to school. You continue to do that in Kansas.
Yes. Yeah? I think that really helped. Also, the fact of going to Juarez and then coming to school in El Paso. So that helps with time management a lot. And then it's different. Law school, it's different than undergraduate school, but I think it helps you. It helps you be more organized, be more concise, be more be prepared for future things that you have to do. Like, you have to manage your time pretty well if you want to study and then work, and then if you want to go take runs later at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you have to balance out your life with your studying, with your plans for the future. So I think that's very important.
Mencionabas Juarez ahorita un poquito. ¿Cuál sería tu consejo para los estudiantes internacionales que cruzan todos los días, que vienen a estudiar al Paso, que viven en Juárez, que trabajan? ¿Cuál sería, si tú pudieras darles algún mensaje de todo lo que tú has hecho y cómo lo has logrado, qué sería algún mensaje que tú tuvieras para esos estudiantes que lo hacen todos los días, ¿no? Como tú lo hiciste mucho tiempo.
Pues, yo les diría que, pues, ya lo están haciendo. O sea, eso es una de las partes que, o sea, que a lo mejor parece normal que lo haces todos los días, pero, pues, es diferente. Cuando platicas de eso con gente que está allá en Kansas, te dicen, no, ¿puedes hacer eso? O sea, ¿a poco cruzas desde México y te vas a Estados Unidos a estudiar? ¿Y cómo es eso? O sea, se sorprenden. Uh-huh. Algo que aquí parece normal, que todo el mundo lo hace o que es parte de la vida diaria, no uh-huh. es algo normal. Es algo que ya estás haciendo algo extra por alcanzar tu meta o por alcanzar tu sueño. Entonces, sí se puede. Pues yo vengo haciendo eso desde que estaba en prepa, cruzaba caminando, o sea, gracias a mis papás que me metieron acá, porque pues, pues vengo con visa de estudiante, entonces sí se puede, con que te estés involucrada en las organizaciones, estés involucrada en la escuela, que te ayuden, tengas tus mentores que te ayuden, sin tus mentores, sin la gente que te está apoyando, sin tu familia, o sea, es difícil, pero sí se puede, con todas esas personas que están a tu lado apoyándote, pues puedes llegar hasta donde te lo propongas. Nomás es trabajar duro y seguir echándole ganas.
Padrísimo, perfecto. Uh-huh. La otra pregunta que te quería hacer es, ahorita platicábamos sobre la importancia de ser bilingüe en tu nueva etapa de la Escuela de Leyes. ¿Pudieras compartir un poco cómo eso ha sido un valor agregado que tú tienes frente a muchos estudiantes que, como tú mencionabas hace unos momentos, aquí lo damos por hecho, ¿no? El poder hablar dos idiomas. Sí. Platícanos un poquito sobre eso y luego ahorita ya nos pasamos a otro tema.
No sabía qué tan importante era eso hasta que ya me fui para allá, que te das cuenta que no la mayoría de la gente habla dos idiomas o no es algo común, que aquí pues sí, así como dijiste, lo toman por hecho y pues también yo lo tomaba por hecho, así pues todo mundo va a hablar inglés, español, o sea, es algo normal. Pero pues allá, ahorita que estaba platicando con Frida, que le digo que nomás estoy yo y otra estudiante que es también de aquí del Paso, que estamos allá en Kansas, y te das cuenta que pues no mucha gente pues no habla español o no entiende, y te ayuda mucho para si hay como internships que necesitan gente que hable español, que es pues es un asset, así como decías, que aquí dices, no, pues es normal, o sea, todo el mundo lo hace, todo el mundo es algo normal, pero pues ya sales hasta más en medio de Estados Unidos, allá como Kansas, y pues no hay mucha gente que lo hace o que lo tiene. Entonces, sí, me ha ayudado mucho, la verdad. Cositas así como que me piden, así como que me ayudas a traducir estos documentos o pues cosas así que no pueden hacerlo la mayoría de las personas, que dices tú, bueno, pues algo, a lo mejor no está tan complicado así, pero pues sí es algo que es una ventaja.
And share a little bit about your internship. You got an internship this summer, and it's related of, you know, how you were bilingual and how this became an asset for you. Can you talk a little bit about the internship?
Yes, I'm currently working at the Career Services in the law school. So then I found out about this opportunity of applying for a position in Michigan. And then I applied for the position, and then they interview me like a week or later. And then they the interview, half of it was in English and half of it was in Spanish. So they wanted to make sure that I could speak Spanish because of the importance of speaking Spanish on the internship. So the internship is going to be for employment, human rights, and immigration. So they wanted to make sure that I was going to be able to communicate with the clients. So I think that's going to be a great experience. I'm going to start, by the end of May, and then I'm going to be there until August.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
And thank you so much, Arturo and Samantha. We've been visiting with Arturo Barrio. Arturo is the Director of Collaboration and Stakeholder Development at the Archer Center, Campus Coordinator as well. And Samantha Sam Natera is a former minor, and she is now at the University of Kansas Law School. Samantha, again, congratulations on your accomplishments.
Thank you so much.
And Arturo, there's questions out there that perhaps parents or other students may have about what you've been talking about. What number should they call?
So it's 915-747-8525.
Again, the number?
915-747-8525.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Sam Cassiano. Our producer is Esteban Sainz. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.